You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to a brand new season on William Hill's European Football Podcast. Serie A and La Liga return this week. We've got the Bundesliga to come next week, but it's another season ahead of us of top flight European football action. Sam Norris on the podcast this week. Alex Dunn will be back next week, and we'll have a whole host of regular guests throughout the season. But joining me on week one, I'm delighted to say we're joined by Steve Harrison, who's a senior football trader here at William Hill, specialising in the European top flights. Very good afternoon to you, Steve.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good.
Good. Looking forward again to another superb season of European football. We're focusing in on Italy and Spain on this opening edition, and we'll be dealing with the Juventus match in a short while, Steve. They're a side who have obviously won the last five Serie A titles. Paul Pogba's gone, but they've drafted in last season's top goal scorer in Gonzalo Higuain. Is it their title to lose again, very much?
I mean, Higuain was such a big signing because not only does it strengthen Juventus in a place where Mandzukic was okay last year but didn't score as many as maybe would have been hoped, but they severely weakened probably their biggest rival. It's a bit like Bayern doing Germany by taking all Dortmund's best players.
Yes.
It's not only strengthening them, but it's significantly weakening on their rival. So it's a massive move.
Do you feel that he can be the man to possibly kick them on towards success in the Champions League? Because obviously they've not found winning the Serie A title too difficult over the last few seasons. So I suppose going forward, they're going to be primarily judged on European success should they have the same campaign domestically as they have done over the last 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to make a difference. He's heading in the right direction, certainly. I mean, they started Serie A badly last year, didn't they? But turned that round pretty impressively. And yeah, I mean, they've made a final, haven't they? They've always got to the latter stages. But yeah, maybe those goals might be the thing that get them all the way.
And I think possibly key for Juventus as well. They've been able, or certainly so far, to keep that core at the back that we saw work so effectively for Italy and has been one of Juventus's real big credits over the last few seasons. That sort of that backline of Buffon and Bonucci and Chiellini and those players in front of him, holding on to that, how key is that for Juventus this season?
Well, you saw how effective they were for Italy in the Euros. They're just so well drilled. They work so well together. Not only have they kept hold of the BBC, but they've also brought in another B, Bonaccia, on loan from Bayern, who the season before last was absolutely superb for Roma. So not only is the defence as solid as it was, they've actually added a bit more depth. So, the defence is looking superb. Obviously, Pogba's gone, and it's difficult to replace someone of that quality. But, I mean, they've had a good go in getting Pjanic in from Roma, again, taking another rival, one of their star players. And they've strengthened up the fullbacks a bit with Dani Alves coming in from Barca as well. So, so really, they've strengthened in all areas despite losing a player that looks kind of irreplaceable in many ways.
Yeah, definitely. Let's turn our attention then to Juventus' first game in their title defence of Serie A. This is against Fiorentina. They are the home side. It's 1-2 about Juventus, 3-1 the draw, and Fiorentina in the betting at 6-1. As you touched on there, Steve, Juve did actually start the season a little bit slowly last year, but Fiorentina come into this. They haven't won a single game in pre-season, Fiorentina. They've lost all five of their friendlies leading up to the season. Obviously, you have to take friendly form with a pinch of salt. But we've got a side in Fiorentina out of form, certainly were in pre-season, against Juve, who were slow starters last year. It could be an interesting matchup, this.
It could be. I mean, like you said, Juventus started badly last year. They had a big kind of turnaround in players then. So they needed a few to bed in a bit more to work out exactly how the system's working. There's been a slight overhaul here, but I don't think it will take them as long to work that out as it did last year. And as you say, Fiorentina, not in good shape. Pre-season results not going great. the squad isn't changed too much, but they don't look up to much. I think they've probably been overachieving for a couple of seasons, and they're really starting to drop off in the last couple. Juventus, they hardly concede any goals as well. I think something like 20 in the whole of last season, and I'd say close to half of that must have been in the first 10 or 12 games. So this looks like, even if Juventus aren't firing on all cylinders, so to speak, they should be able to nick this with the defence we talked about before.
Yeah, it's 1-2 then about Juventus in the outright match markets. As you mentioned there, they do keep it incredibly tight at the back. We've obviously spoke about how strong and solid that back line is. Would the win to nil market be something that interests you here, given that, as you say, Fiorentina, they've been regulars in European competition for the last few years, but are beginning to sort of drop back and slip towards mid-table again. Is the win to nil market something that interests you?
I mean, that's where I'd be looking for this. I can't see Juventus banging a load. Like I said, they're probably not going to be all quite up to speed. I think Higuain's not going to start. It looks like it's going to be Mandzukic instead. Juventus to nil sounds like the bet to me. Well, yeah, maybe 2-0, something like that.
Okay, Juventus to win the game to nil, then the choice for Steve. And if you do fancy the correct score mark, it's on there. Juve to win the game by a goal to nil is 5-1. It's 11-2 if you fancy them to win by a 2-0 scoreline. But hopefully a positive start to the season for Juventus in their title defence. Let's move on to the Sunday evening game then in Serie A. This kicks off at 7:45 on Sunday evening. Chievo in action here against Inter Milan. 14-5 about Chievo, and it's 9-4 the draw. Inter Milan in the betting at 21-20. Obviously, Inter, historically, one of the big names in Italy, but it's been 5 years since they've really been in contention for a title. It's been 6 years since they actually won a Serie A title. Are you beginning to see signs that Inter can have a revival?
Well, Inter just seem to be going from crisis to crisis, yeah. I think. I mean, I don't know many coaches that have been sacked based on pre-season results, but Mancini went after some terrible losses, which culminated in a 6-1 friendly defeat to Tottenham, and I think that was it for him. So Ronald de Boer's in. An interesting change. I'm not sure the system will change too much. I must admit, I'm not overly convinced by him and what he did at Ajax, throwing away the league title on the last day of the season.
Yes.
That said, looking into squad, it's amazing they're not closer to at least Roma and Napoli. The players they've got in there, there's some real talent that you see perform on the international stage as well. So it's not like these are guys that are past their best. And Icardi's a hot property. I suppose maybe if you look back at the defence, it's probably the weak point. They might be a bit top-heavy in terms of talent. But, yeah, they've got the squad to challenge at least the second and third place. But, something always seems to go wrong for them.
Yeah, it's an interesting point you make there. They, despite the fact that they haven't got the lure of European football, they never seem to struggle attracting the top names, maybe a little bit similar to Manchester United, even when they're not in the Champions League. They don't seem to struggle getting these big names through the doors. And as you said, there are the personnel there to have a very good season in Inter Milan. There are a shade of odds against in their opener away at Chievo. Is this a banana skin for Inter?
I think it is. Chievo's a bit of an interesting one because, I mean, they finished ninth last year, which I can't remember seeing many performances from them where they looked like a team that was top half in Serie A. But they get results. No big names. Don't seem to score a lot of goals. I think Palocci was their top scorer last season, and he left for Swansea in January. So I think goals might be their problem. That said, as we discussed with Inter, the defence is questionable, and maybe this is a chance for them to get a couple of goals and maybe consolidate on how they finished last season.
Yeah, certainly. So if you do fancy the game to be low on goals, we've got the over and under 2.5 markets as always. The under 2.5 in this game is 8-13. If you do fancy Chievo to keep this one tight and maybe frustrate into a little bit. In terms of a correct score for this game, Steve, where would you be looking?
Well, I don't know. Having said that Chievo don't score many, Inter just looks so capable of conceding. I'd maybe look at a 2-1 Inter, or 2-1 either side, really. But it's a hard one to predict, given all the question marks over Inter's pre-season, really.
Yeah, certainly is a very intriguing game. That one will be, I have no doubt. But into the slight choice then for Steve, an interesting price as well at 21-20. Obviously, odds against about a side like this taking on Chievo, they would be the slight choice in Italy. Let's move ahead then and take a little look at a couple of games in Spain. We'll be featuring both the Madrid sides on this first edition of the podcast, Real and Atleti, of course. Barcelona also in action this weekend. They are as short as 1-10 to be Real Betis. So we've picked out a couple of games that potentially offer a little bit more value. Before we dive into the previews here, La Liga as a whole, Barcelona 8-11 to win the title this year. And again, similar to Juve, does it look as though it's theirs to lose? They're going to have to underperform for anyone else to win it.
I think so. Last year looked like there was a lot that could go wrong for them. They were playing in the Club World Cup, which kind of derails their season a bit, breaks up the winter time off. And they seem to have a very tough start to the season before that. They couldn't strengthen the squad the previous summer, so that they had to wait for Turan, for example, to be able to play until January. And yet, they won the league pretty comfortably in the end. Real, it's difficult because although they actually performed really, really well in terms of results under Zidane, I'm never completely convinced by them. Barca have got the best players. There's no doubt about that. You look at Real's results towards the end of the season. Yeah, maybe they've got a chance. And I always like Atletico. They don't have the talent, but it's nice to see the underdogs get up there with them. But yeah, I think it's Barcelona's to lose.
Yeah, it looks that way. Let's have a look at the chief rivals to Barcelona now. The Real Madrid kick off their season with an away trip to Real Sociedad. This one kicks off 7:15 on Sunday evening. Sociedad in the betting at 19-5. It's 3-1 for the draw, and Real Madrid are priced up at 4-6. A couple of enhanced odds offers for you in this game. Carlos Vela to score in a Real Sociedad win was 7-1, now 9-1. And Gareth Bale to score in a Real Madrid win was 19-10. Is now 3-1. In terms of their opening fixture, how do you see Real getting on?
Well, there's a few question marks over this at the moment. So Ronaldo, I think if this was a massive game, they might pull out all the stops to get him in the lineup. But as it's only the opener against Sociedad, I think he's not going to feature. But there's question marks over how fit Benzema is. It looks like he might miss out. There was questions over Morata, but it looks like he'll be okay. So it looks like a lot falling on the shoulders of Gareth Bale, as we saw in the Euros. I don't think he minds the pressure of that. If Real are fully fit, then this looks like an easier way win. Maybe some question marks here, but I can see Bale taking the weight of expectation and firing them to a victory here.
Okay, Real Madrid then in the betting at 4-6. And if you do fancy a Bale goal in a Madrid win, that's 3-1. Could be worth a play. In terms of their opponents here, Real Sociedad, obviously they made a lot of headlines in England when David Moyes was the manager. Might have dropped off a few people's radar since then. How are they approaching the season? What are their ambitions for this year?
Well, not a lot has changed from the end of the season, really. The end of last season, in terms of personnel, not many ins and outs. They brought in Wanmi, who was fairly underwhelming at Southampton last year. Carlos Vela is there, which will be a name that's familiar to all British fans, really. He's one of these guys that I think isn't particularly interested in football, a kind of Benoit Assouline type,
yes.
Who is happy to pick up his money, got the talent to do it, and this is just his job. So the last couple of seasons, he's looked like he's less interested in work than he had been previously. I think their expectations, I think primarily they'll be looking to avoid relegation. I'm sure the fans will want to look a bit above that. And mid-table looks like where they'll be destined for, really.
Okay, could be a routine win then for Real Madrid on their opening day of the season at 4-6. Let's go to the late game then on Sunday evening in La Liga. This is a 9:15 kickoff. Atletico Madrid in action against Alaves. It's 2-9 here for Atleti. The draw is 5-1, and Alaves are in the betting at 12-1. A couple of enhanced odds offers for you here. Kevin Gamero to score in an Atleti win. It was 21-20, now 11-8, and Ibai Gomez to score in an Alaves win. was 30-1, now 40-1 if you fancy the big upset. We obviously touched on Atleti earlier. They're as big as 10-1 for the title. They are the underdogs in this league, certainly in terms of the big three teams, but they're such a well-organised unit, Steve, that they seem to build from the back and defend so well that you never want to rule them out of the title race, do you?
Absolutely not. And a bit like we were saying with Juventus, they built on a solid back line. Not a lot has changed there. So wouldn't expect to see them conceding too many goals. Very well organised. And I like the business they've done this summer, particularly Kevin Gamero. Griezmann, they've hung on to him, and after his Euros, that's impressive enough as it is. He's not going to play this weekend, but keeping hold of him is brilliant. And really, he was shouldering the weight of goal scoring last year. Jackson Martinez obviously didn't work out, and he went for a big amount to China halfway through the season. And Torres, well-respected Atletico. They're happy to have him there, but he's not the player he was when he left there originally. And so bringing Gamero in, this is a guy that excellent pace, scores goals, proven in that league. He actually was being linked with a move to Barcelona, I think it was, as their backup. I think Atletico have done well to prize him away. He's a real goal scorer. And when you've got two players like him and Griezmann to combine, I think they're looking a lot stronger, and like we say, hopefully they can be in amongst the big two as well at the end of the season.
Yeah, hopefully so. In terms of their opening fixture, they take on Deportivo Alaves, back in the top flight for the first time in 10 years. And without wanting to disrespect the away side, this looks a really nice opportunity for Atletico Madrid to ease their way into the season. A home game against a side who haven't played in La Liga since 2006, Steve. Or am I being overly harsh on Alaves?
Well, I'll be honest now and say that I haven't watched a lot of Segunda last year. Alaves won it. I don't even know that would make a lot of difference, because they got a new coach since then, despite winning promotion. There seems to have been a bit of a turnover of players. They brought in former Liverpool defender Pellegrino as their coach. He's experienced in Argentina the last couple of years. I don't know a lot about his style. They looked like they were a pretty defensive team last year, given the goals scored and conceded. And bringing a coach that was a former centre-back says to me that they're probably going to be more solid at the back. I've not got a lot more insight into them, but this looks like the sort of game that Atletico would have had last season, where they absolutely dominate and look in no trouble at all, but only ever seem to score those one or two goals.
Yes.
It looks like, again, another win to nil, a comfortable win to nil, but the scoreline might not display quite how dominant they'll be.
Yeah, that was a real theme of Atletico's domestic games last season. I imagine they'll have stung handicap punters quite a few times. The handicaps for this game, if you are interested, minus a goal for Atleti, 13-20, minus two at 15-8. But it might make more sense, Steve, to play something like Atletico Madrid win and under 2.5 goals at 8-5, and they win the game 1-0, 2-0, as you say, without really ever looking too troubled. But they just didn't really put teams to the sword often enough last season.
Yeah, and like we say, maybe that will change with Gamero's goals as well. But as we mentioned, Griezmann missing this weekend. So yeah, that sounds like a decent shout to me.
Yeah, Atletico a win and under 2.5 then in the betting at 8-5. There we are in the thoughts of our senior trader here at William Hill, Steve Harrison, who specialises in European football. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast, Steve. It's been a genuine pleasure. Hopefully we'll have you back on next week.
Thanks for having me. Good to speak to you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.